Hi, this is Huggy Boy. This is going out to all the homies on a Sunday afternoon.
This is how we do it.
You wanted to never rush your money.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Hops and Notes for episode 13. Joining me on this episode again is Alex from Horrible Peoples and Turning Tables and Ruben from Turning Tables.
Hello. Hi there. I am so excited to be back to be discussing this wonderful concert with you fine folk. My neck hurts very bad. It's so sore.
Gains.
Was it neck gains?
Neck gains.
Yeah, it was neck day.
It was a fun time. This is the second episode where I'm going to be talking, obviously, with Ruben and Alex about a concert, only because it happened yesterday, and it's very fresh in our brains.
Exactly. Literally less than 24 hours ago.
Yeah. Actually, the band went on. Less than 24 hours.
That's what I'm saying. They went on at 8. It is currently 7:50. So.
Hell yeah. But before we get into the music/show, we're going to pop a bottle. It's almost dark beer season. So from Pod Favorite, the brewery, yeah. We have How About Them Coconuts. Ruben, you want to read the bottle?
Sure.
It's on the back.
How About Them Coconuts. It is a blended rum barrel aged imperial stout with coconut and Tahitian vanilla beans and cocoa. So you like those coconuts, huh? How about these ones? We aged a favorite imperial stout with an imperial porter and rum barrels, blended those together to taste, and treated the blend with coconut,
Coke?
I read the A.
Cocaine!
And just a touch of Tahitian vanilla beans to balance out the sweet, nutty flavors of the beer. Go nuts and enjoy. Best stored and served at 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Warning. No, I'm not going to do all that.
We are pouring it a little colder because I don't fucking care. In IMO, it tastes really good cold. And I don't want to subject you guys to warm beer.
I appreciate that.
I have had them like at the correct serving temperature. It actually does slap. Sorry, I'm struggling to open.
It's got like a cork and a.
It's not cork. It's just a bottle.
Oh, it's got like the fancy thing, yeah. Foil cover.
It's got a wrap.
It's a wrapper.
I poked a hole in it.
Hat.
It's all good. Damn.
Yeah. Right.
How wild am I getting with this pour before I get yelled at?
How we feeling tonight?
Well, fuck it.
YOLO, she says.
I can get drunk two nights in a row.
I'm not sure I'm not drunk still.
Yeah, go ahead and talk about at least the pregame before walking in. If you guys want to talk about that for a little bit.
Oh, man. So, Danny came over early.
As I do.
As he does. And we started pregaming in my apartment. Then we go pick up you, Ruben.
Yep, that's me.
And then we go to the forum, and we're drinking beers like animals in the parking lot of the forum.
Beers and seltzers, yeah.
Beers and seltzers. Somehow, we managed to kill an entire 12-pack.
Well, most of a 12-pack, because one that we started.
Yeah. And I got the perfect can crush of the night.
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful.
Somehow, just cylindrically folded on top of itself. Don't know how she did it. Don't think we could ever do it again.
Stomping with confidence.
Stomp the yard.
She's gonna
curb stomp. And let's see. Do you want me to continue with our drinking escapades?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll finish the drinking escapades.
So at this point, like we're only outside in the back in the parking lot for like, I don't know, 30 minutes, maybe?
Not very long.
If that. And, like, we're just talking and, like, chilling and drinking. But then, like, they start letting people in. So, like, everyone starts chugging. Everyone's chugging as fast as they can. I think we all had, like, I know, I had, like, four. Like...
You killed at least two in the chug to get in. Ruben and I did 1.5 because our tall cans were bigger than yours when we started. Yes. So we evened it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
In our brains. Yeah. Math.
The girl math.
It ABB'd, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So we get into the thing. I am tipsy, so I go and do what drunk people do. I got more booze and a hot dog.
And then what she got? What'd you get? You got a Truly, right? Or a big White Claw?
Yeah. Then these two animals.
They only allow you to grab two drinks at a time, especially the cans, and they pop them open for you while you're there. We almost got away with not popping them open, but.
Oh, man, so close.
But since we had two, for some reason, we decided to crack a White Claw, and then each of us, respectively, me and Danny, got different IPAs, and we were just double fisting seltzers and IPAs.
Disgusting.
For like the first hour.
Yeah.
If you went to the show and saw a man in a tank top running with two beverages in his hand, running around like a gremlin, laughing to himself, that was me. And I apologize for my actions.
I think we lost Ruben at some point because you ran ahead somewhere.
And we were just like, where'd he go?
I was just behind a pillar.
Oh, we're racing.
That's racist.
You never had your car.
No, right? God damn it. Shoehorn its way in. Oh, but anyway.
But no, we were drunk monsters. I've never seen Ruben that intoxicated.
Never?
I don't think so. Maybe St. Patrick's Day.
Would we? I don't remember.
St. Patrick's Day is when we died here.
Yeah.
And you and
Phil.
Oh, we mind melded?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was probably more drunk yesterday.
Pretty fucking drunk. Anyway, great time, lots of drinking. Let's drink this.
Anyway, we're back.
Speaking of drinking more.
Let's all pour it out. Even as possible. Cheers, y'all.
Cheers, cheers, cheers. God, I love this beer.
Oh, wow.
She thick.
Wow. Yeah, she thick. Wow. Hold on.
Do you not like it?
No, it's good. I just feel like I have to chew. It almost needs milk.
It feels like thick chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm.
Like something you make like a weird White Russian with.
Yeah, something that you could pour this in your coffee.
Mm.
I wouldn't recommend
that.
Or put
your coffee into it.
Yeah, put some coffee into that. Just
honestly, every flavor that's written on that bottle is tasteable. Like you get the coconut, the vanilla beans, the cocoa, like it's all there
at once. At the same time.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's like an orgy for your tongue.
Unlike the Avenged Sevenfold album, you can clearly hear all the notes that were present in that beer.
Ruben?
Sorry, I'm still
Ruben,
upset about
you're
it.
You're scaring the house.
You're scaring the children.
It's okay.
I do have one that they released after this called So You Liked Them Coconuts.
I think that's the one I got.
You might have got that one.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I think I might have tried this when I went to the brewery, like, for the first time when we went,
mm-hmm.
I think. But, like, I feel like I've had it before.
Yeah, it would have been that year's version, because, oh, actually, no, it was that year's version. This is 2022's version. So mm-hmm. This is aged a year.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, 2022.
When we went?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 2022?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
This has only been going on for about a year.
I was
going to
say,
guys.
We've only known each other for like a year and a half.
I think it was 2021, man.
I swear to God, it was 2022.
The gods.
I swear.
But do you swear to Satan?
Right.
Do you swear to Satan?
All
anyway, what do you guys, out of 5 bottle caps, what are we giving it?
I'm giving it a solid 4.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Why are you so mad?
I pulled a Connor. I'm sorry.
A solid 4. It's delicious. I love it. She's thick. I don't know what else you could improve on it. But I would say it's not a perfect beer, but I don't know enough to say what it could use. You don't know what you don't know. I don't know, maybe a hint of coffee? I think that would probably sell it all the way.
A little extra coffee, Alex.
This is a 5 for me.
Yeah.
She loves it.
I love it. It's very good. It's very strong, which I do enjoy with my beers.
Yeah.
It's also a stout, which, as we know, I am a slut for stouts.
I get it.
Yeah, it's very yummy. It's like, it's dessert beer.
Yeah, it's definitely dessert beer.
A lot of the brewery stuff is definitely dessert. It's almost decadent. Like, you can't just have it all the time, and I think they do a really good job.
I remember when I first went, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
This is a beer? Yeah, it is. And then she was drunk.
I got pretty drunk.
That doesn't sound weird.
I'm going to be at a 4.2. I do like rum barrel age, but I love bourbon barrel age stuff more.
Maybe that's what it would have been.
I think that's what it is for me. It's just I really like bourbon flavor.
That's why I like this more, because I don't like bourbon barrel.
But, I mean, again, that's the point of this, too. Like, maybe you had a bourbon barrel and you hated it in one day. If you see rum barrel, try it out. Man, I've had gin barrel before.
What?
Yeah.
What? Was it delicious?
It was a sour in gin barrels.
Okay, I was about to say, that sounds
good.
It was
so good.
Anything else sounds terrible.
Oh my god, I need to try that.
From there, I gotta figure out what it was.
I need to try that. I love sours. I love gin.
Yeah, it was
the match made in heaven.
Do you love Lucy?
Fur?
I love Lucy fur.
Lucy fur. Alright, I can live with that.
But now that we're drinking this imperial, not an imperial boy, fuck that, this thick girl.
What's up, let's girl?
Get to this. How many C's?
Not even album.
No, K's.
There's at least.
How many C's?
There's at least 3 C's.
It's Hebrew.
We're going to get to this show, not album. How dare I leave that there? Today we're recapping, again, the most recent Ghost concert in LA on September 12th of 2023. On the Re-Imperator.
Woo!
The set list for the night. Sorry, spoiler alert, everybody. Push, pause, skip, whatever, do what you want.
I mean, they're done in America by this point.
The set list was Imperium, but it was a tape playing, which is the first song from the most recent, like, actual album, not the cover album. Kaiserion. Rats. Fate. Spillways. Circe. Absolution. Ritual. Call Me Little Sunshine. Con Clavi Con Dio, Watcher in the Sky, If You Have Ghosts, with two cellos and a piano and a goulette doing background vocals / a counterpoint melody on a center stage in the middle of the crowd.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
They played the Dominion tape, which is like the little intro into 20s, which is 20s, with 8 dancing skeletons.
Specifically. 8
dancing skeletons.
Ocho.
Year Zero, Spokesonaut, which was also a tape playing. I forgot to put that there. He Is, Miasma. Miasma? Yeah. That's close enough. Mariana Cross.
You're right.
That's how you say it.
Mummy Dust. Respite on the Spittlefields. And then the encore. Kiss the Go-Go. Dance Macabre with 8 dancing skeletons again. And Square Hammer. After the show, they played Sorrow in the Wind by Emily Lou Harris.
It's Emmy Lou.
Emmy Lou, sorry. As the crowd left. So that was pretty cool. But that brings us to 6 songs from Impera, 4 from Meliora. Meliora, not malaria. We were struggling with that yesterday. 4 from Prequel, 2 from Opus, both songs from 7 Inches of Satanic Panic, 1 from Hoof, Infestissimum. Sorry.
Wow, you failed Catholic school.
If you just yell it, you don't have to worry about pronunciation. Yeah.
That was probably right at one point in history. 1 from Pope Star and 1 from If You Have Ghost. You know what? Hey, Alex, let's start this out because we can do you first. Thoughts and feels, overall experience. Give us your recap.
Beautiful.
What did you go through?
So this was my first ghost concert.
Ghost virginity.
She broke it. Broke her cherry.
My first ritual.
Did you feel it in your taint?
There was taint tickling.
There was taint tickling for sure. I had a fucking blast. Like, going with you guys was so much fun. We got to get drunk. I got so drunk I started smoking cigarettes, which that's how you know I'm fucking gone.
Yeah. That's all 3 of us. Like, thankfully, I wasn't there. Because if I start taking cigarettes from people, oof. I need to be stopped.
No, that's how you were in New Year's.
Yeah.
That's
why, like, I should have been stopped. But also, you guys were pretty lit. You guys you guys took the nicotine dive.
But if you like that. No, I had a fucking blast. I had so much fun. It was just like, it was an experience. Like I was saying after when we left that I almost wish that like we had like general admission.
Oh yeah.
Cause I feel like I needed to be closer, but like seeing the whole thing, I'm interested in your thoughts because this is the first time you've had seats for the show.
Yes.
But no, I absolutely loved it. Are you going to ask the question about
no,
what song?
No, it's going to okay. be after all this.
Okay.
Ooh, but I do want to sprinkle in because I forgot to mention this earlier. I should have wrote it down. For this show and the show from the night before, phones were not allowed, or you weren't allowed to have access to your phone. So when we walked in, they looked at your ticket on your phone. They wrote down your seat or your section, your row, and your seat. Then they put your phone in this magnetic locked bag, which the three of us at some point were like, "We can break this." But
he did.
On the way out.
Oh,
I was blind with drunk strength.
Yeah. So they were not the best, but like honestly, I thought it was kind of cool to like just vibe without having to pull out your phone.
So
but man, I wanted to record some of those.
Yeah. So I have this thing because like I hate it when people like pretty much watch a concert from their phone.
Yeah.
Like I feel like you're missing out. Like there's like a lack of connection there. So I have this rule when I go to concerts, I will record 30 seconds. Whatever 30 seconds I want of a song, I will record those 30 seconds, and then after that, I'm enjoying the rest of the song.
That's what I did for Metallica, Night 2 more specifically. I recorded, I don't even think I got 30, I did like 10 seconds. I got a riff, I got like maybe the intro or like the part I really liked in the song. Bam, put the phone away and like
usually
sat and
for
watched.
Me, it's the chorus. Like I'll record the chorus of the song or like the part that like hits the most for me, and then I'll put my phone away. And I started doing this when I went to go see the band Kamina last year in 2022 when we met.
No, man, I will fix this.
Okay, and yeah, and so that's how like where I started with that rule. And since then, I feel like it's made me a lot more present during concerts.
And I do that with the Instagram, because Instagram, you do the story, it forces you 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So you can't go any farther.
Not anymore.
Well, but at the time, it was 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. So I just hit the 15 seconds, throw it right in my pocket.
Yeah.
Continue with the show.
Yeah. So I did like it overall.
Yeah. I mean, all of the songs were incredible to hear live. Like, I fucking loved, like... I feel like I'm a lot more familiar with the most recent album.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like at one point, like even like towards the end when you guys were like, "What's the last song?" And I'm like, "It's Midfield."
Oh yeah. Oh, so good. The quote unquote last song.
I know. Okay, the last song before the encore.
Yeah.
I love that he hyped it up, by the way, as like, "This is the last song. See you later."
Yeah. Which is, that's a thing that's gone wayside because like encores are a given now. Like people know they're going to stop, quote unquote, and then come out and do a couple more songs. He made it seem like old school fashion. We're like, "No, we're done." And he comes back out. "What the fuck you guys still doing here?"
That
was fun. I will say, this might be controversial. This might be a hot take. I hate encores. Like, just play the songs. Like, don't make me scream for you to come back out to play more songs.
I think...
Like, specifically, when I went to go see Spirit Box, they were straight up like, it's just like, what you're gonna get is what you're gonna get. We're not doing encores. Like, I'm not gonna... And she said the same exact thing. She's like, "I'm not gonna, like, make you scream for us to come back out and play more songs. This is our actual last song."
I think it works for Ghost because it's such a production.
Yeah.
And he makes it, and he, you know, he plays the character very well.
Sure.
And like the way they do stuff. And honestly, so I do think a lot of bands that do that, where like, they make you, you know, they make the crowd scream and get wild. That quote unquote last song that they play doesn't have a last song feel.
That's true.
Yeah.
Where Spitalfields had that.
They had the lights,
they had the fireworks, like the big long instrumental outro with like the Goulettes singing, and like I think there was the confetti cannons at that point too.
It's
was
low key
insane.
It's low key a perfect ender for a show. Like anyone who knows, like again, it recaps of the very first song, Imperium, at the end of Spitalfields. And you know what? It wasn't until I heard it live this was kind of like one of the weaker songs on my favorite list for that album. Because hearing it live sold it to me. Like, it was such an epic ending. Just the it makes you feel it. It was so good.
Yeah. A couple things. I just wanted to look up how tall Tobias Forge was.
He's 5'4".
He's 5'8".
Well, he's my height.
Yeah, huh?
He's 5'8"?
According to the internet.
According to who?
Hold on.
I thought you were, yeah. I'm 5'8".
I thought he was like 5'6".
1.72.
Why, is it in centimeters?
Yes. It's in... Oh, he's 5'6". Okay.
I was close.
Yeah.
He's my height.
He's a small
boy. He's a little guy. The point is I was looking up his height, and at the bottom of his, like, instrument thing on Wikipedia, instruments, vocals, guitar, bass guitar, drums, keyboards, and kazoo.
Fucking beautiful.
Well, what?
I mean, we talked about it on...
the Ghost
on
episode?
On the first Ghost episode. Oh, yeah, also... Congratulations, everybody. First repeat band.
Yeah.
We talked about it where, like, he played guitar before, and he played guitar a lot on those first albums.
I have a hard time distinguishing, because I've seen Tobias interviews before, and I'm just like, he's just a little guy. He's just a little guy.
He's just a little guy.
And then I see that freaking, like, guy the on character. The stage, the character, and
Pop
I'm just
like a man's presence.
Like, well, and I'm just like, he has a vibe about him, but also, like, I'm just like, this man's telling us to, like, tickle taints. Like,
oh, the voice change.
The voice changes.
It's a completely different person.
Like, listening to Tobias Forge speak and then hearing fucking Papa talk and sing. I'm just like, they're different people, dude. Anyway, I had a fucking blast. I would love to know your guys' thoughts, but, like, overall, for my first experience, incredible. I need to go again.
Yes. Ruben, go ahead. Give us thoughts, feels, overall experience. You had feels.
I felt all the feels. So this is number two for me for the Ghost venue. First time was back in Anaheim back in February of last year.
I pulled it up. March 3rd
of last year. And...
Yeah, see, there's no way we met in 2022 because you knew Ruben and I when we went to that show.
No, I didn't.
I didn't know Alex then.
No fucking way.
I'm telling you, dude, I will pull up the evidence.
There's no way.
I will pull up the evidence.
My mind is blown.
Because we started Miller Rocking the podcast idea like in June, July.
Oh, man, we put that shit together fast.
Yeah, we did.
Fuck.
We met in April of 2022.
God damn.
That sounds right.
What the hell?
The hell?
It's been like 5 years since then. Anyway, Ruben, sorry.
It feels like a long time. Well, again, the caveat to that point, I was in a way different mindset when I went to that first show. It was literally a spur of the moment. I'm going to buy a ticket. I'm going to go to the show. And to this day, I'm so happy I did. This time, I came in with, you know, already an idea of how it went. And I had a... that's one thing I was sad that I didn't get to record because I wanted to do kind of like a Saturn's Return idea. Because me, personally, I'm in a much different space than I was when I first saw them. But least to say, I still cried like a little bitch. 3 times, to be exact.
It's true. But that's okay.
But
I think we were talking about on the drive back, like, what songs you cried during. And I was listening to them earlier. I was listening to the set list earlier. And it was definitely...
They're emotional songs. Like, those ones specifically, yeah. Like...
Was it If You Have Ghosts the First Time, you cried?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Because it was that... it might have been during...
It was Mary on the Cross.
Mary on the Cross and then Dance Macabre.
Are you sure it was Mary on the Cross?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. He's like, yes, I'm sure.
I was there.
I produced the tears. So the first for me though was Papa Zero during Miasma.
Oh yeah,
that was the first time I saw that because they didn't do that last time.
He freaked out.
Yeah, I was because they don't do it every show, and that's the first time I'd seen it.
Filming, they pulled out all the stuff. Oh yeah, that was the other thing. We couldn't fucking record because they were filming the concert.
That's why they took the phones. Also, Ruben, I have up the last set list from when we last went. That's why I knew the date.
Oh, okay.
They played 15 songs that night, We got 21 last night.
Yeah. Well, they also had openers, and technically they were sharing it with Volbeat.
Yeah.
So.
But very similar set list. So last time we saw them, Kayserion, Rats, Pinnacle to the Pit.
Yeah, they didn't play that this time.
Oh, such a good song.
So, we'll talk about it, but there are two songs that I really wanted to hear that I did not get to hear.
Mariana Cross, they did Devil Church, so that's one instrumental for one instrumental.
Right, yeah.
Cerise, they played Hunter's Moon.
They didn't play that this time, yep.
I'm not even going to go for this Helvester. Yeah, no. It's a very long one.
It's got an umlaut.
Is it Swedish?
Yes.
Or is it Latin?
It's probably Swedish.
All
right. There's no umlauts in Latin.
I don't know.
I don't think there is. Year Zero, Ritual, Mummy Dust. They played Enter Sandman last time we saw them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that was really fucking cool. Dance Macabre, Square Hammer. And then they still played Sorrow in the Wind. So I think that's their
outro.
Their outro thing. Because, I mean, Iron Maiden does Look on the Bright Side of Life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I want to say the last album had either just came out or came out just after the show.
No, it just came out because you and I were talking about it. That's why they opened with Kayserion. It was just after because Kayserion was that leaked song that I got.
Yes.
Remember, I sent it to you.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a leaked version of Kayserion.
I think maybe 20s was a single.
Yeah. So they played... No, sorry. And I'm incorrect already. They played Kayserion and Hunter's Moon. And Hunter's Moon was the single from
the Halloween
Kills.
Yeah, which oof.
I don't want to talk about it.
Don't talk about that movie, but we talk about the song.
So,
well, I remember. Sorry, I'm
you're
so sorry.
Good.
You're
excited.
I'm. So we went to the premiere, like the U.S. Los Angeles premiere.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Of
I think
Halloween
you showed
Kills.
Me pictures of that.
And at the very fucking end.
It's a
Hunter's. And I was just like, is this fucking Ghosts? Is this fucking play about us? And I was just so, like, I was just like, oh, okay, fuck yeah. This song, like, and I think it was the first time I heard Hunter's Moon, too. So Hunter's Moon will have a very special place in my heart for that reason, even though the movie was balls.
The movie was ass.
Hunter's Moon, I really like the song. I'm not sad it wasn't in the set list.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I feel like because I heard it so much because of the Halloween, it kind of got played out for me.
Ner.
Go ahead.
No, but great addition was definitely for me, If You Have Ghosts. First time I ever heard it live, and the way they did it was just masterful. It was not the original guitar, they had the piano and the cellos and the goulettes and. Oh, I just couldn't help the breakdown. It was just, it was a beautiful moment.
It was lovely. However, I know you sing that song to your dog.
Yeah.
And so in my head, I just
said, is he daddy with ghosts? If you have ghosts.
I'll explain that story later.
And so in my head, it was a very like touching moment for me, but also in my head, I was just like.
I'm glad that when I was going through it emotionally, you were thinking about a puppy.
When we went to go see Fall Out Boy, I burst into tears completely, like, unexpectedly.
Oh, yeah, it was my turn.
I unexpectedly, like, I was so, like it was my favorite Fall Out Boy song ever. Mm. And I just, like, I was just like, and he was just like, are you crying? And I was like, no.
This time she's like, are you crying? I'm like, yes!
It's so hard to hide.
I knew he was crying because he had his hat over his face. It was such a good show.
It was just, it's going to sound weird and cliche, but my soul feels better after seeing that show.
Have you gotten hit with like the post-concert depression? Because you were like really sad on the drive back.
No, I think I hit it after when I'm on the way home.
Yeah.
This morning waking up, I didn't feel like depressed about it. It's like anything, like I said,
you felt rejuvenated?
I feel better.
Alex is judging me because I went for scraps.
Truly. I had about like...
My Aunt Belle loop got stuck.
Oh.
He almost got caught.
my chairs are saw traps. There was like a tiny itty bitty little bit on the bottom of my glass. He took it and he drank it like a fucking monster.
The like, beer was good, man.
It's
like you
very
don't drink.
Good.
Like you don't drink.
Anyway, Danny, what did you think about the concert?
Are you done, Ruben?
Oh, yeah. I'm good. I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit
okay.
more, but.
So this is time, I don't know, maybe five.
What the fuck?
One, two, three.
He's doing math.
Four, five. Yeah, this might be the fifth time I've seen
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ghost
Mambo
number
five.
Do,
do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, I've seen them at the Forum at least three times. Fuck, it might be the sixth time then. I've seen them at the Forum at least three times, or this might have been the third time. It gets better every time I see them, just because new albums, new set lists, new stage setup. I will say, yeah.
The
so,
fucking...
The change?
No. I was thinking, oh, yeah, yes, that, but, like, overall, like, the background was fucking
oh, yeah.
incredible.
So, the first
oh,
time
we
I
were
saw
at church.
Them,
yeah.
they had it, they were opening for Iron Maiden, they didn't have that big setup, they were, like, catching the wave of getting real good again, or, like, real good, you know, like, they were getting their popularity and all that shit, so their stage setup was very up-and-coming band. A lot of amps. It was Papa 3 era, so he had the ghouls had the gargoyle thing.
The best one.
I love those masks. Those are the best. I hope they come back. But they're like they had maybe two or three like put up signs with the stained glass design on it. After that, after that tour, it seems like they blew up as I got into them. Of course, so I can never buy a cheap goat ticket in my life.
Right.
But now, like, and they do it, it hasn't changed, but it has. Like, they always have the church backdrop, and you'll always see the stained glass backgrounds, but the backgrounds change. I've seen so many different, and I appreciate that. Oh, it looks so cool. For the encore, I pointed out to Alex, I was like, hey, the stained glass changed.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, shit!
Yeah, it was really, because it was, like, Papa Zero and Papa Four, and then it changed to, like, a full-on devil in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ah! It was fucking, it's so cool. Just
Lucifer. The
production they put into it.
Dude,
the
fucking out, the
costume
changes. Like, I'm, like, that must be fucking nuts.
I will
oh, yeah.
never hate on the costume change, the amount of effort that man runs down, changes, and comes back
out. Sorry.
No, you're good. Go, go.
Because, like, I also made note of this while we were watching the show. I'm like, that little man can run.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
running
oh, he
from
moves.
side of the stage. He's just like, da, 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 da.
Also,
like,
speaking of costume change.
I can't walk fast without losing breath. Like,
for at least to my knowledge, first time, the red sequence jacket.
Oh yeah,
that was
I
like
mean, it might be a tour thing.
Yeah,
but yeah, he always had the blue sequence jacket, and on the inside it said "fuck off."
Yeah,
this is the first time I've seen the red one. Oh,
but
it's so much better for me. Like
yeah.
it looks so cool.
He hit that moan. He was just like, oh.
That shit was fucking dope. But so let me get to these songs really quick. Hearing Spillways live for the first time.
Fucking phenomenal.
Incredible.
So
loved it.
Good.
This is the first time I've seen them play Absolution since the second time I saw them play. And I love the pyro. I
mm-hmm.
love that. Like, just the whole song in general hits. Let's see. Watcher in the Sky. I told my friend when the album came out, I was like, bro, Watcher in the Sky was made to be played live. He's like, I don't know. Like, he goes to kind of feeling it at first. And I was like, nah, man, I'm telling you, that song live is gonna fuck. Just for that. Also, yeah, shout out to Watcher of the Sky. That's the guitar solo at the end of the intro for the show.
Notes,
At the concert, that happened, and I hit him. I was like, welcome to Hops and Notes.
And I was like, welcome to my podcast, everyone.
We're doing it live.
Oh, man. All of it, like, for me, also, there was one point, I forget which song, but Papa came out, and he's, like, swinging that fucking incense burner.
Oh, it's Conclave.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Conclave, yeah.
No, sorry. It's Year Zero.
No, I don't think so. It was earlier.
Oh, it's like Conclave then, yeah.
Yeah, it was
Conclave.
I know Conclave.
It's one or the other where he comes out with it.
And I was just like, the commitment to the bit here is fucking phenomenal.
He comes out with the incense and he starts fucking baptizing everybody in smoke. It's so cool. Hearing If You Have Ghosts. Now you guys get the If You Have Ghosts story. So, first of all, this is the first time I've seen this version of it, and I thought it was fucking dope. I cannot wait for this DVD Blu-ray to come out.
Yeah.
So I can see what they look like from the other side.
It's just us in the background, just like, oh!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's me bawling.
The Goulette, her voice was haunting and beautiful, and I'm obsessed.
I want like a track-by-track breakdown recording of this, just so I can take her voice and use it for something creepy.
Low-key, I wish they would do a re-recording
of that.
Of it just like that.
Yeah.
The live version, I don't care, because that's like... The original version I really like, but that was just so... It was just so much more. I don't know.
I think that's why, like, it hit me harder this time, but not as hard as the first time I heard it. So the first time I heard this song live, I was with my ex-girlfriend. This was one of the times I was at the Forum. So it's kind of cool that, like, I got to see a new version of it, and it, like, brought out emotion again. I wasn't okay mentally. I wasn't get the net bad, but, like, I wasn't okay. And I just didn't know, like, how to deal with it. But I also was...
The last time you saw them, or...?
The last time I heard If You... The first time I heard If You Have Ghosts live, and it, like, brought emotion out of me.
Okay.
And so we're standing there, and we're in the pit, like, literally 15 feet from the stage. And that's the real cool thing about ghost shows. Don't be afraid to buy pit tickets. Nobody moshes at these shows.
No.
It's people are there to sing. Like, people, like they hang on each other, but it's not, like, a drunk, aggressive hang. Like, people... vibe at those shows. It is so much fun, and it's safe.
They dance.
Yeah, people dance, but it's not like a fucking, it's not a mosh. Like, that's why it's dope.
I said after when we were leaving, I was like, I would buy GA tickets, but like, considering how broken I feel today and we had seats, I'm like, I don't know, I'm not built for it anymore.
We would have had to sit on the floor.
The anthrax knee was definitely flaring.
Like, please don't trample over us. We're just trying to sit.
So, the first time I heard it, he did it this time too, but in a different way. The first time I heard If You Have Ghosts live, he starts talking about what the song, I think it's what the song meant to him and why they covered it. And he talks about, like, this song to me is about when you're, like, not in a good place and you have those ghosts in your life. And he's like, but those things kind of push you forward and it's what helps you get through. And, like, when he's talking about it, I was like, fuck, this man's talking to me.
Yeah.
Like, I was in the moment. And, like, the first time I heard it, I fucking cried. Like, I cried like Ruben did. Like, I fucking lost my shit. Thankfully, nobody noticed. Because, well, my girlfriend was much shorter than me. Or my girlfriend at the time, sorry, was much shorter than me. But also, like, everybody was looking at the stage. And I was like, damn, this song means so much. Like, I really liked the song at first. I was like, damn, this song means the world to me now. And so, when I got the dog, I was also in a very bad place because I was freshly single for a year. And I was living alone, and, like, alone is okay, but alone with no pets. I talked about it before. I don't know if it was on here or just in general with us. But, like, you start noticing how long you go in a day without talking, and it gets real fucking weird. And, like... It messes with your brain. Like, and then Ruben knew about this for a little bit because we talked about it when you first got your place and before you got your cat, where I was like, dude, it's fucking weird because you'd be quiet for so long and then, like, you do something dumb. You drop something, you stub your toe, and you go, fuck. And you're like, it's 1 a.m, been awake since 8, and this is the first word I've spoken. And, like, it got weird. And so I got the dog. I got the dog and I tried to name him a bunch of demon names. My mom hated it. Thanks, Mom. And and I eventually settled on Ghost. He's a small white multi-poo. And I didn't think about it until one day I had my music playing and Ghost came up and If You Have Ghost came on. And I was like, this little dog saved my life! So when I do sing that song to him, I am like, I'm usually not in a good place. Like, I'm having a bad day or, like, it's just a bad brain day, whatever. And so I, like, hold him and I sing it to him, or, like, we'll be in bed. Because, you know, when you're depressed, you lay in bed and do nothing.
Sure.
So, like, I'm sitting there and I'm singing the song to him, and he has no idea why I'm so emotional. But that's why I love this song so much.
That's really cute.
Yes. I do cute things sometimes. But hearing it that way, it was, like you said, beautiful, haunting. Something about the two cellos, the piano, and the counter melody. Like, it was... What the fuck?
Well, we also had a good, like, emotional, like, preface to it, where he was just, like, pretty much telling everyone the same thing.
And
where
he went into a different way.
Might be going through stuff, but, like, here, right now, like, we're all in it together. And
what's
like...
crazy is, so, that way that he explained it was a little more serious. The first time I heard him talk about it, he was like, he brought up, like, yeah, you know, sometimes you go through, you know, something's bothering you and you're not okay. Like, maybe you cut your hand and you can't use your hand for anything and you have to let it scab and you take care of it. He's like, then suddenly one day you're at home by yourself and he starts making jack off motions and he's like, and you realize you're using your hand again. And like, it was really dumb and like so silly, but like, again, dedication to the bit. That Papa 3 and Papa 4 are two different people.
Yeah.
And he plays it that way. And so I love that. I was like, damn, man. Like, I've heard him talk about it two different ways, and it still means that much to me. So that song fucked live.
It was so good.
20s, super dope. At first, I didn't really like the song. And honestly, it's not one of my favorites on the new album.
It's the Dancing Skeletons. They really tie them together.
Yeah. The Dancing Skeletons sold that fucking song.
And also, we were all waiting for the, you will be grabbing them all, but hoo-ah! Like, because it's so, oh my god.
Oh.
It's such a, like, that line alone makes that album, like, such a period piece. And we'll get into it when we get to that album, but,
The Dancing Skeletons, for me, I was like, these bitches can, like, throw ass. Like,
they were working it.
Like, it's just, because also, like, they're wearing skeleton outfits, but it's also, like, and they're just, like, fucking going at it. And I was like, oh, my God.
And they picked his little ass up and spun him around.
That was during Square Hammer, or no, during Dance Macabre.
That was still really cool. Year Zero, love hearing it live. It fucks. The lights go red. Everybody loses their shit.
And now it's a TikTok song now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He is live. Oh, he so
is.
Cool. That's one of my favorite. And I mean, I don't think I hate any of their ballad type songs. I just really like He Is. It always hits. I've seen Miasma live before, so I've seen Papa Zero come out and do that thing. The times I did see it, though, he wasn't pulled out of a coffin.
Oh, he just walked up?
Yeah, because he was still in the lore alive.
Oh, it was before.
So he just walked out.
Satanic Panic.
He just walked out. He had the sunglasses on. And, like, but at the end, he, like, started coughing, and they pulled the saxophone and, like, gave him an oxygen mask and had to wheel him backstage every time. So it was really cool to see that and, like, see him get pulled out of the coffin.
Yeah.
When we saw this, you had run to the bathroom very quickly.
Oh, my God. Hold on, go ahead. I'm going to look something up, but go ahead.
Drunk Ruben,
like, he's just like, oh, my God. Ah! And, like, he's, like, freaking out.
I just see the black thing on the dolly roll out. I'm like, oh, shit, it's Papa Zero.
And he's just like, Where's Danny? And I'm, like, looking back. I'm, like, trying to see this motherfucker come down the stairs.
She's all looking at me like, why are you freaking out? I'm like, it's Papa Zero!
And I was just like, I understand. I'm like, ah! I did not realize the momentous occasion that I was witnessing. Because, like, I'm familiar. Like it's just, like, they wake Papa Zero up and wheel his ass out every now and again. But, like... It was very cool to see. And also, that motherfucker can, like, crush it on the fucking saxophone.
Oh, so good. Hits. For no reason.
No reason.
I cannot find how long this song is. It's less than 6 minutes, though.
Yeah, it's like five.
And so, I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom. I sprint away. And I'm really sad, but I really had to go. The whole song slaps. Do not walk away during that song the way I did. But I was like, I will be back in time for the saxophone solo.
Miasma is 5 minutes and 17 seconds.
I was back in time for the saxophone solo.
Yeah, last like 40 seconds.
Yeah. So that was really fun. Mariana Cross just... I'm really mad.
My God.
I'm really mad. There's so many people that were just there for TikTok reasons. But I really hope they get into the band and listen to it more. I loved this was my favorite song off of 7 Inches of Satanic Panic. This song is so good. It's a fucking jam. You have a story.
I do. I'm sorry. You can finish your
thought. I know you're ready, but go ahead.
And I have one weird thing after this.
I posted about this, and my mom commented. Oh, she's like, your sister loves this song. My sister is 9, for everyone at home. And I was just like, did you look up the lyrics? Are we talking about tickling people internally? Like...
with a finger.
If you choose to run away with me.
And what did your mom? What did your mom think it said?
Oh God, what did she say?
You were Mariana Cross.
Mariana Cross.
She thought it was her name, Mariana Cross.
Mariana Cross.
Like next D&D character.
Honestly,
Mariana Cross.
Spoiler alert for Turning Tables: you may or may not come across a Mariana Cross.
What is Mariana Cross about, Alex?
I mean, I think there's like different interpretations, are there not?
I think the quote unquote official version is it's about the Stone Zone.
Right, but it's like everyone's just like it's horny. Like,
no, this is a horny ass song.
Listen, 7 Inches of Satanic Panic, both songs are immensely horny. And it's like one of my it's my favorite.
It's like, weird because not only does Mary on the Cross have like the TikTok community, but Mary on the Cross also has the One Piece community. Because in the show, there's a boat called Going Merry.
Fascinating.
M-E-R-R-Y. But spoilers for anyone who hasn't watched One Piece. If you're into One Piece, you probably know this already.
Now we have to clarify. Cartoon or Netflix?
No, the anime.
Anime, sorry.
The anime. So the Netflix isn't that far. This is like deeper into anime lore.
Yeah.
So spoiler alert.
The lore.
But during one of the arcs, the ship called Going Merry, they have to burn it. It's no longer usable. And there's this emotional moment.
Fucking cool.
They have this very big emotional moment
because
it's been their ship for the entire series. So they're literally watching it burn as they're all crying. And they're Mariana, you go down just like going Mary.
Oh,
that's what
they
say. So, like, for some reason, the One Piece community loves Mariana Cross.
That's so cool. Fuck, I love that.
That's fascinating. I just like the fact that my 9-year-old sister is like jamming out to this song, and my mom is just
okay with it.
Well, what she said in Instagram, she was just like, "Your sister loves this song and listens to it all the time." And then underneath, and so by proxy, so do I.
Because she has to hear it too.
Yeah. She should. You're welcome, mom.
Right. Well, now next time when I visit, like when we go out to like brunch or whatever, I'm just like, "Have you heard a little song called 'From the Pinnacle to the Pit'?"
The pinnacle. It's a long way.
No,
down.
I would have to like ease her into it with like some like
Dance Macabre.
Dance Macabre, Square Hammer, Hunter's Moon.
I think
some He Is for a little razzmatazz.
Oh, man.
You can get away with He Is.
I think one of the funniest things about He Is, again, with my ex, because this is when I first started getting into Ghost. So, of course, by proxy, she was also getting into Ghost, but she actually did like the band. I made her a playlist, and it was a set list from the first time we saw them. So I was like, "Here, dude, here's the set list. Go ahead." And then she's driving, and she's like, "What the fuck? Capital H, He Is? Like... what gospel music?" And then she started listening and she was like, oh, this is about the devil. But Mariana Cross, we go to Mummy Dust again. Love getting that tank tickled.
And
it's
so
heavy.
I love that we're giving general ideas and he's going song by song. Like,
well, no,
reaction.
Just it's real quick. Like,
no, you're fine.
I really like hearing Mummy Dust.
I had an idea he was going to do that. That's why I kept it kind of brief. I do
really
like that his voice, this is where you hear like his voice physically change to match the papa who sang this song.
Mummy Dust.
The Mummy Dust.
Yeah, he hits that. He gets real dirty with it.
The Mummy Dust.
I fucking love Mummy Dust. It's so good.
Oh, and we got to see the keytar.
Yeah.
The keytar, literally, I love seeing Mummy Dust live for the keytar alone.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
The Ghouled who comes in, it's fucking incredible.
A Respite on the Spittlefields. Again, I really liked this song when it had come out because I did notice it leaked in, there was a loop because I had the album on repeat when it came out. So that's why Ruben was like, he would power through and then it would go to something else, where mine would loop and I didn't realize it had looped until I was halfway through Imperium. And I was like, oh shit, the album just restarted. That's so fucking cool! Like, so I really appreciated that. Sorry.
No, go.
I'm just going to finish it. Kiss the Goat. Love that song. I learned how to play it when it first came out. A lot of fun. Dance Macabre. Eight Skeleton Dancers just made it so much more fun of a song.
Again, throwing ass.
Yeah.
Crying number three.
Yeah. And then Squarehammer. Squarehammer will never fail to get me hyped.
It's so good.
It's so good. The collective, like, Nameless Ghouls just, like, doing the lean back and then the over exaggerated, just like,
it's so
good. I love it.
But yeah, overall, again, obviously 10 out of 10, I would come back. If you haven't seen Ghost, I recommend going, even if you don't dig all their songs. You're gonna find something you like, something's gonna keep you there. It's so much fun. But now I get to ask you guys some fun questions.
Oh, I also questions? Just want to note, when we were listening to Spitalfields, because for me, off of that album, that's one of my favorite songs off of that album. I fucking love it. But I was like sitting there, like I was tired of standing, so I was sitting at that point. But I was just like it like formed this like core memory for me, because I was just like taking in like the song and the lyrics and just like the collective like concert experience. Like, I feel like everyone has that moment where you just kind of like recognize like what's going on and like just like this moment of being like absolutely present. And that was Spitalfields for me. I was just
all right, so the easy question, favorite song of the night. Oof. Was that yours?
No, actually. I'm gonna say Squarehammer was like,
it's just the way it pops off.
Well, it's yeah, it like, are you ready to swear right here, right now, before the devil? Like, there's just something about that line where I'm just like, it goes so unbelievably hard.
So that song was the first song I ever heard them do live when they opened for Maiden, because that was the current album.
Right.
And so that line alone is the reason I'm a Ghost fan, is because I had a lot of people around me who was there for Ghost too, and like, for the devil, like everybody singing it. And I was like, oh yeah. And then that riff, I'm like, oh fuck, it's filthy.
It's nasty. Spillways also has a soft spot for me. Yeah, I mean the whole encore, honestly, like I love all those songs. Mm-hmm. 7 Inches of Satanic Panic, like those. I mean, it's just two songs. It's just two songs, but they fuck immensely.
Literally.
Yes.
Ruben?
In order, Dance Macabre. That is to this day my favorite Ghost song. It holds a special place in my heart, and I will never forsaken it. Followed by If You Have Ghosts, and then Mary on the Cross.
I was going to say, just all the songs you cried.
I felt them the most. Like, I love Ghosts. Like, they came into my life at a very pivotal moment for me. So I do have that very strong emotional connection to this band.
I love that.
So the whole show was fucking phenomenal. Yeah. Those three songs always just... Well, now, it wasn't before, but now If You Have Ghosts fucking fucks me up.
It's the soul.
Like, I knew Ghost. I was vaguely familiar with Ghost. Like, I was a very casual fan. And then I met you two in 2022.
Yeah. Well, it's Danny's fault.
Yeah.
Because I was also kind of into Ghost. And then he was like, you should give them, like, a full listen. Like, give them your attention. And I did, and I haven't looked back since.
As soon as you do, you're going to find something that keeps you there.
Yeah. There's something for everyone.
I'm going to say my favorite... I do think, fuck, because I didn't think about it.
You wrote the question down, but didn't think about it yourself.
I didn't write the question down. I just knew I was going to ask. I'm going to give it to a tie for If You Have Ghosts and Spillways, just because I was really hyped to hear Spillways live.
Spillways was great.
And then it was so good.
If You Have Ghosts just does the thing for me. I don't really have a low point of the show, so I don't have any shit to talk. But now the harder question, and the question that I think Alex is going to struggle with. If you had to take a song out of the set list and replace it with any other Ghost song.
Oh no, I have my answer.
Oh my god, what are you doing?
Spokesnot?
No, you're not going to count that.
Okay, because
that was a recording.
It was a recording?
We're not counting the recordings.
All right, beautiful. And
unless, like, if you're going to take out He Is, then we can take out Spokesnot.
Fair enough. I would take out... Well, now that we've done this... I think...
Ooh, this
might
hard.
Be controversial. Absolution.
Okay.
I'm going to take Absolution, and I'm going to replace it with Hunter's Moon, because I'm not going to tolerate any fucking Hunter's Moon disrespect.
In this house.
In this house. In this house.
She pointed out the skin of the
ring. In this house.
Oh my god, the other day I re-listened to that song just because I was like, it's been a minute. And I'm sitting there like, in this house. God damn
it. You can't listen to it now without singing.
We ruined it. But also, thank you, Skin and Rink. Go watch it. Ruben.
I do like Absolution, but I would definitely take that out still for From the Pinnacles of the Pit.
Oh, just
because
okay.
When we first watched it, because they did that song on the first time I saw them, and it's just so good.
The song's like, filthy. But like,
the way they presented it, though, like,
it's just so heavy.
To speak about the cathedral glass in the background, they replaced that with fire and black feathers falling down as they're saying, "You were thrown from the ground."
Like, yeah, that's fucking sexy. So cool.
Black feathers all around. It was cinematic.
All right, so I don't have an exact song I'm gonna
motherfucker.
I'm gonna pick. No, hold on. I'm taking out 20s.
Okay.
Like,
I was going to say 20s, but I didn't know if you guys were going to bite my head off.
No, I would have been okay with that.
I'm okay with
that. Like, that was the other one I was thinking
20s
of.
Can go, and I would throw in another cover. Now, hold on.
Oh.
Which cover?
I have, at the top of the order,
that's
because I'm a Maiden fan,
Phantom
of the Opera.
Okay.
See No Evil, and It's a Sin.
It's a Sin would have fucked.
It's a Sin would have been really good.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I make one more change? I would have took out 20s also, and I know it would have fucked me up, but I would have put Darkness of the Heart of My Love.
Oh, no.
That's... Okay, he wants people to be sad and emotional, not actively jumping off of the fucking...
So literally...
Or Life Eternal. I'd take that.
Life Eternal would have been good.
Which Image would have also been fun?
Which Image? Oh, they have so many songs.
Fuck, yeah.
I've seen Which Image.
Driftwood would have been good, too.
Driftwood would have been so good.
So my buddy, that's his favorite song.
Driftwood?
Off that album. And it's just, yes! Like, yeah. That yes. Hard, yes! And like, in the hook and everything. It's so much fun. But yes. I would have liked to hear... And you know, losing It's a Sin, either Phantom or See No Evil, because that's the freshest EP, whatever, but those covers are so good.
They're all good.
I See No Evil! Like, oh my god. I lost it that first time I heard the whole thing through. I was like, it's too good. Like, this is so upsetting.
It's too good.
They could literally do a tour of covers, and it would be so much fun.
Oh, yeah. If you didn't already know metal music, and you just threw that out to an audience, they would think those are their original songs.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
I'm looking now. I'm just like,
And now we're going through them?
I'm going through them.
Maybe because it's the title one, but also Jesus He Knows Me, I would have took that.
No,
sure.
Jesus He Knows Me would have been, that would have been fucking
it's
awesome.
It's great, it's topical, it's Genesis, like, it hits all the right notes.
I feel like if we, so I would change out Absolution for Hunter's Moon, and then I probably would have switched out 20s for From the Pinnacle to the Pit. Oh. But also then it would have given Melioria a fucking, like, an insane number of songs because Square Hammer.
I think they were looking for balance.
Well no, Absolution. So Absolution is from that album, so it would have balanced out.
So what's weird is Square Hammer is the Pope Star song. It's on the Meliora expanded edition.
Yes. Yeah.
So the they didn't count it in the count that I read.
That's
off.
Interesting. But no, if they're done from the Pentacle, then it's Cerise, and then he is Mummy Dust, Absolution, which we're nixing out as like a net positive, Square Hammer. Like, that would have been a very heavy
Meliora. That album is their black album. It's their, you know, they're the, that's the one where, God, just to make it easy for everybody to understand, Square Hammer's like their Inner Sandman at this point.
I mean, is it?
No.
They play it a lot.
It's like their Master of Puppets.
It's more commercial than Master of Puppets, though. Because nobody listens to all of Master of Puppets.
No, but everyone knows that song.
Yeah, but a lot of people know a lot of songs off of, I mean, at least the fans know.
To be fair, if we want to go off of what we've been saying this whole time, most people know Mary on a Cross.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
And
that's different.
And Year Zero.
Yeah, you can't make the same appropriation.
But they don't know which Year Zero.
Huh?
They don't know it. They don't even know it's a song.
No, they think it's a soundbite. I get that. But, like, it's still there. I'm looking at Impera, obviously, because it's the title of the fucking tour.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
they
a
had
shit
to.
Ton of Kaiserion, Spillways, Call Me Little Sunshine. They should have included Hunter's Moon, but I'm not going to get fucking mad
honestly,
about it.
I wouldn't
Watcher
have been
in
mad
the sky,
if they dropped 20s. Call Me Little Sunshine for Griffwood.
Yeah. Really? No, I fucking love Griffwood. So if I had heard Griffwood, Hunter's Moon, and Pinnacle to the Pit live, I would have died happy. I could have taken this all out on the drive home, just like, I'm good.
Low-key.
That's about it. I'm good.
As great as the show was, it wasn't long enough. Like, and I know everyone says that. Well, I don't care. I know everyone says that.
So the tour average is 2 hours and 51 minutes after Doors.
Yeah.
Doors were 7:30.
No. The Doors were 6. They Ghost went on at 8 for us.
Yeah, it was just about 8 o'clock.
So, no, that doesn't make sense then. Whatever this
We
thing...
were just sitting outside for a fuck ton of time. Like, the Doors opened at 6.
It was about 2.5
so
hours.
It was 2 hours and 10 minutes.
So, give me 20 extra minutes. Give me Which Image. Give me Griffwood.
A full half hour extra?
A full 20 minutes extra.
Honestly, though, considering how fucking hard, like, excuse me, Tobias was going, how fucking hard, fucking...
Oh, that's true, because, like, even, again, compared to the last show, was that he did a lot of vamping more in between the sets and the songs and everything. This, in comparison, very little.
Yeah.
Like, that's why when he was talking about, like, tickling taints... That was like...
That was a big bit.
That's a bit from the last thing. So that's why he's like, where did you feel it? Everyone who went to the last show was like, the taint. Like, they just
the
knew
taint.
Already. Because he did this whole bit about like, how we're going to...
He's like, we're going to play something a little heavier tonight.
Yeah.
I'm so... Like, that's part of the reason I wish I was in GA. Because like, I know like the nameless ghouls interact with like barricade
yeah, they
people.
Go out there.
I know that fucking Papa interacts with people fucking barricade.
And then... The ritual, they had a whole little bit about we're going to do a song that starts like a big dog and a little dog. There's a little dog and he's going to come in small and the big dog's going to come in. And then as soon as it says that, do-do-do-do.
Well, I think what we didn't get to was the Nameless Ghouls fucking around a little more.
Yeah, they didn't fuck around as much.
I think they were on a tight fucking leash because it was being recorded.
I think that like that's encouraged. I think they're on a tight leash because of time.
Yeah.
I don't, because, like, I mean, it could be that, but, like, I'm on Nameless Ghoul TikTok right now.
As you should be.
As I should be. And I see a lot of them fucking around. And, like, that's how I was able to distinguish that, like, not only do, like, so there's Alpha, right? Mm. But then also, like, all the other ones have names that I just didn't know.
It's
and I know
Mega,
it changed.
There used to be, like, Fire, Water. Like, they changed the names a lot, but Alpha's...
Like,
Alpha
I'm like,
Omega
now I know, like, there's, like, Rain and blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
And, like...
Yeah, when they added more, like, the Ghoulets and everything.
Exactly, yeah. But, yeah. So, like, seeing that, like, seeing their interactions on, like, obviously, like, up close and personal, because the person recording was, like, up their ass. It was beautiful. And I wish I had seen more of that, but that was another thing that I took note of. They didn't have... Like, normally for concerts at the Forum, they didn't have screens so people in the back could see the front easier. Like screens.
Did they have screens at
They did
Palm?
Not.
No.
No, they didn't.
I just think that's an artist thing. I think Ghost doesn't do that.
Yeah, well, like, so when I went to go see Paramore, for example, like, there's someone with a camera who's fucking following, like, Haley around. Or when I went to go see My Chemical Romance, they were big screens so that everyone could fucking see the front. I just have shitty vision, so.
Well, I just think Ghost doesn't do it. But also, I do think next time we go, we have to fucking, at least at this point, we take the day off. And we're sitting there on fucking Live Nation or Ticketmaster.
Just slapping the refresh button.
Oh, trying to get tickets for GA or...
Yeah.
If you guys are okay with me bitching the entire time...
I'll just drug you up with some painkillers.
I just, like, standing that long, I'm not built like that anymore. But. I would do it for...
Ghosts.
For the show.
I would do it for
the bit.
Well, I mean,
if we get Barricade, too, you can just... flop yourself
we,
over.
Yeah, we get there early enough.
Just lift my feet up and I'm just like, dangle, dangle, dangle.
Security's like, does she need to go? No, this is fine. Trust
me,
dude.
Leave her.
It's part of the process. It's part of the process.
Just trust.
No, I would do that to make eye contact with some nameless ghouls and Papa, so.
It's just so, I love that. I love seeing it live. It's so much fun.
It's different. I know it sounds cliche, but like, it's legit. Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been thinking about it all day today.
I said it once and I said it again. I was having some shitty time right before we came to this show. I legitimately feel way better.
Yeah. It'll heal, man. Music heals.
We love it.
All right, but now that we're coming to the close here, we're gonna rate this whole thing out of 5 dancing skeletons.
The show?
Not 8. Not
no.
8 dancing skeletons.
5 dancing skeletons. Alex?
I mean, I have nothing to compare it to, so it's an easy 4.5 out of 5 for me.
Okay. You just wanted to hear your songs?
I just wanted to hear. Yeah. Like, and that's just me being picky, right?
Yeah.
Because also, like, I'm a big Ghost fan, but I'm not, like, every song on every album knows all the words to all those mm-hmm. songs. But I still had a fucking phenomenal time. So, 4.5 out of 5 for me. Ruben?
I'm going to give it a 4. 4.5 also. I was going to give it 7.5, but reasoning is because, one, just because the whole conversation of the songs we wanted to hear versus what we did hear. Kind of brought it down. And secondly, still to this day, my favorite concert experience has been Muse. Because they put on the drones. If anyone saw the drones tour, they put on such an incredible production for that. And it's very hard to come over that. But as far as just the pure performance, if I was breaking all the pieces down, pure performance, 5. It's top notch.
I'm so impressed by this like Muse show that I know nothing about. Because I know going into this show, you knew nothing about Muse. Or like you didn't know a lot of Muse going into this Muse show.
Oh, yeah.
And you walked out of it like a fucking fan.
Super fan of Muse. Muse is... It was kind of like Ghost. It was a group where I kind of knew, didn't really know. I didn't go. I only went because my ex wanted to go. Good thing we went because... After that show, it was just a phenomenal show. But this, on a spiritual level, is going to be a 5 for me. On a realistic level, it's like a 4.5.
Supersonic black hole.
Danny?
You're welcome. I'm going to give it a 4. I was going to give it a solid 4. I do agree with Alex. It is so much better closer. But... it was very cool to actually see the whole stage for the first time. This is the first time I saw everything, where I wasn't on one side of the stage or like I couldn't see like the other ghouls because they're like on the other corner. This is the first time I could see everything. It was really fucking cool. I'm really hyped for this DVD, but I would definitely get on the floor again if I could because it's so much better. And like Alex said, I think... just being that close, being surrounded by people, like, just as hyped as you, but also they're suffering and standing too.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. The vibe's different on the floor for me, but I also love being on the floor. So
Well, also, not to be combative about it, on the floor you don't have people telling you to shut up.
Yeah, I know. Fuck that
guy. One guy, I got belligerent,
Ruben
and I was yelling.
Was a little loud and a little drunk.
You weren't even belligerent.
No, he was pretty loud.
No,
he was screaming because it was the same moment because, like, I told him, I was like,
Ruben. She really said, told me something.
I said, Ruben, you're yelling. And the second I said it, the two people in front of us turned around and said, hey, why, like, basically shut up.
But also, they were playing music before. People were cheering because we were within 10 minutes of the band coming out. And so it was fucking loud. And we're trying to, like, all talk anyway. The lights are still on. The band's not walking out. The freaking... Nothing's playing. It's just a big screen. Like, what do you... Fuck that guy.
He apologized in the middle
for
of the
no
show.
Reason.
I like Ruben's trying to be the peacekeeper. And we're just like...
Yeah, I was not a fan.
No, disrespect. He turned around, he saw us three, and he was like, it's not worth the time to try to get heated with these people.
I'm gonna beat his ass.
You're gonna knock that off.
No, I got this.
All right.
but yeah, again... 4 out of 5. I loved everything about it. I love going with people who have never seen ghosts because I like to see them, like their reaction, like what they think of it. It's so much fun.
So would this have been a 5 out of 5 if you had been on the floor?
Hard maybe.
Okay. Mind you, he just saw Metallica too.
But I understand the no phone thing, but I wish I had pictures.
Yeah.
Even if it was no video, I would have loved to have grabbed pictures of that whole show. Because that show was incredible. Like, again, for show, 5 out of 5. The show was incredible. They killed it.
I don't trust my own memory. So, like, part of me, I'm just like, I just don't want to forget anything.
That's the reason I'm buying this DVD when it comes out.
Besides a couple of things, all the songs sound just like how they're recorded, but better. Like, there's no, like, oh, he sounds a little bit different when he's singing. Like, the music's a little bit different. No, it's one for one, the song, but performed at its greatest capacity. There is no imagining. You're not being blissfully ignorant. It is just that good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, guys, we are at the end of our show here. Alex, you want to say bye? You want to plug your things?
I would love to. I also want to note that before we started recording, Danny said he thought this was going to be a 30-minute episode.
Okay, hold on. Let me see where we're at. We're at an hour, yeah.
we got to talking.
We got tops and feelings.
Yeah.
It was the beer.
Hops and feelings?
Hops and feelings?
I'm feeling them hops.
My new emo podcast.
Sir, no.
Just every week is a different emo band.
Just so emotional. Just more feelings. Anyway, thank you so much, guys, for listening and joining. I am Alex. I am on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. You can also listen to my two other podcasts here on the Horrible People's Network at Horrible People's Podcast. We talk about scary movies every week. It's a super blast. Both Danny and Ruben have been on it.
Hell yeah.
And Turning Tables, where all three of us are DMs. And it's also a super blast. And I'm supposed to be taking over at some point, and I have nothing written. So it'll be fun.
Oh, my God.
Good luck,
Ruben.
Hello. Like she said, my name is Ruben. You could find me on Instagram at RECMatrix. If you like raccoons and music and lifting things and putting them back down, come give me a follow. Also, like she said, I am DM numero uno on Turning Tables Pod. That is Turning Tables Podcast on Instagram. Yeah. That's all I got.
I will say we did come to a discovery at the show that Ruben can only do Randall's voice when he's lit.
Oh yeah!
For those who do listen to Turning Tables, we were going to the bathroom, and as we're walking back up the stairs, Ruben just starts speaking to me in Randall voice, and I was like, "What's happening?"
It's like, I don't know.
Roll initiative.
Yeah, I was like. I just peed.
Put your dick away. We're about to fight.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Follow this podcast on Instagram at Hops and Notes Pod. Follow me on Instagram, Blue Sky Untapped at Wrathchild714. Follow the network at Horrible People's Network on Instagram. Alex, how do you spell it?
That is HORROBLE People's Network.
Hell yeah. You can catch all the other shows. There's also a video game show on there for you. Until next time, man, I didn't change the outro, but, like, we just want to be. Want to be with you. In the moonlight.
All night.
For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to Horrible People's Network on Instagram. That's HORROREPeople's Network on Instagram.